Well, Gerard, people have brought you a lot of treats today.
I've been thoroughly spoilt with this wonderful picnic food, but interesting, different picnic food from all over the world, so it's just a stunner. This delicious thing, which you can smell, is just gorgeous. And Ross, who's just here, is going to come and tell us all about it.
Well, it's a traditional South African chicken curry.
Right.
It's been handed down from my mum, Rhoda. And she's taught me how to cook from the time I was a little girl, and this is the first thing I actually cooked for her.
Well, would you have this cold on a picnic?
Yes, we used to go to the beach, and this was an ideal sort of meal for us because it's quite a few in the family, so
wow.
It was much easier for Mum.
Oh, wow, that's fantastic.
Lovely.
And it's a great way of getting imaginative with a picnic, isn't it? Because we think delicious things that we have, sausage rolls, scotch eggs and all that, but why not take a curry or a stew and heat it up, have a fire?
Oh, I'd like to come on one of your picnics. Would you let us know? If you wouldn't, mate, that'd be great. So what else do we have?
Well, we've got some lovely, very sweet coffee kisses from Leonie. Where's Leonie gone? Tell us about these delicious coffee kisses before they all get stolen, I'm sure.
Well, coffee kisses were something that we had at the what we call proper tea, which was Sunday, which was sandwiches, cheese scones, pickles, pickled onions, and always got finished off with something sweet, which is either fruitcake or the coffee kisses came out. And it was my grandma that sort of started the tradition, and I know that all my aunts make them, and my mum makes them, although they come out slightly differently. My mum's more cakey than mine, which are more biscuity, and I've carried on, and my children are hoping that there will be some left for me to take home today.
I don't think there's going to be much chance of that.
What are these here? These lovely little...
Well, it's a delicious plateful of...
It's Mummy's Tiffin. And it's a recipe that I made when I was a little girl at my mum's knee. And we had a big family. I had seven brothers and sisters. And it was a brilliant thing to make for picnics because we could stand there and all have a bash with a rolling pin because it's got broken biscuits in it. My recipe I've now written out for my daughter, so we make it together.
Oh, really?
She has a go with the rolling pin.
Oh,
fantastic.
Plays havoc with your tails, though, doesn't it? Yes, flashbacks.
But it's a favourite family recipe, and the mummy in the recipe is my mum, and it's also me.
So, oh, brilliant. How lovely.
Yeah. Wonderful recipe.
Oh, that's great. What a lovely story.
Thank you very much for bringing that.
Thank you.
Mate, that was a good breakfast.
Well, it's more like a brunch, if you ask me, mate.
So